Hello, it's the Thistle and Shamrock. Thanks a lot for joining me. I'm Fiona Ritchie. So to start with there, we have music by Bill Whelan, composed for the 1998 film starring Meryl Streep, Michael Gambon and Kathy Burke, Dancing at Lunasa. Nolly Casey, Martin O'Connor, Davy Spillane and Bill Whelan himself all playing on the soundtrack there. And we have more film scoring from the accomplished Irish composer Bill Whelan later on, as we explore a variety of music from large and small screen productions this week, from both sides of the Atlantic, and we're going to hear excerpts from an Irish traditional music, song and dance show, including the dance. John McCusker made his name as a multi-instrumentalist and composer in over a decade of touring with Battlefield Band. In the years since he left the group, he's been incredibly busy. He's guested on over 150 albums, produced other artists, including Kate Rusby, and he composes soundtracks. From his music for the 2003 movie Heartlands, Kate Rusby sings Let the Cold Wind Blow. And around that, we're going to hear John McCusker's original soundtrack for a BBC TV travel series, comedian Billy Connolly's World Tour of New Zealand. Thank you.
Day, sing high, low, lay. end of the day. Thank you.
Billy Connolly's World Tour of New Zealand was the fourth in his World Tour series for BBC TV, and music on this occasion was composed by John McCusker, who also created the soundtrack for the movie Heartlands, from which we heard Kate Rusby. Now let's circumnavigate the globe to reach very different islands where Irish language, song and dance still flourish. The rich musical heritage there is the key to the great success of Ragus, a critically acclaimed theatrical production that transports you now across Atlantic waves off the west coast of Galway to the Aran Isles. Thank you.
hear the Atlantic seat and swell, and hear the lonesome chapel bell. God save their souls and mind them well. The two fishermen canaries, yesterday at half past four, they pushed their carrack from the shore. One took the net while one took the Connor's Fort and from Sing's Chair towards Inishmore and Inishir, they scour the sea inside. As they go searching for their neighbors, Dia Iv Bertis Garibra, Nak Meg Hernash Erboran. Come every sun, the soster now, to Keneally. They draw the seaweed and so potatoes in the drill, they try to understand God's will, and the loss of the two Atlantic seat and swell, and hear the lonesome chapel bell. God save their souls and mind them well. Two fishermen canaries.
The Two Kaneelis, Fergal O'Murchu singing there with music from Ragus. And later we have a dance set from this great show highlighting the culture of the Aran Isles off Ireland's west coast. Also Moya Brennan still to come with music from the soundtrack of King Arthur. Check our online playlists for music details of all our programmes at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. We'll return to the Aran Isles later, but we'll shift our focus even further westward to hear music from US stage and screen, the 2001 movie Songcatcher, Dina Carter coming up, and a Hollywood spectacular of 2004, King Arthur, with Moya Brennan. This music came from an epic TV documentary about the Irish in America called Long Journey Home. Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains was executive music producer for the project, here collaborating with fiddler Eileen Ivers.
Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high, so I can see Willie as she goes walking by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she wobbles as she flies. She'll never say cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Well, I play cards in old England, and I gamble over in Spain, and I'll bet you $10 that I'll beat you next game. They're hungry and they won't eat your hay, so I'll drive on just a little further, wondering why you treat me this way. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she marvels as she flies. She'll cause you never no trouble, and she'll tell you no lies. There's one thing that's been a puzzle since the day that time began. A man's love for his woman and her sweet love for her man. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, Lord, she wobbles as she flies. She'll never say cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Thank you.
Moya Brennan and Tell Me Now from the Hans Zimmer soundtrack for the 2004 motion picture King Arthur. More from Ragus ahead, and this takes us into the dramatic musical contribution for the 1996 movie starring Helen Mirren. Irish composer Bill Whelan created the soundtrack, and he involved favourite collaborators Declan Masterson, Eileen Ivers, Martin O'Connor for Some Mother's Son, and from it, this is Bridge Attack.
We'll be right back.
music and dance from the Aran Isles and the spectacular theatre production featuring the island's culture, Ragas. Our radio programme is The Thistle and Shamrock, and it comes to you each week from Scotland. Thistle is a Fiona Ritchie production. You'll find our playlists posted online, and while you're there, why don't you pick up our free podcast? You'll find it all at thistleradio.com. And if you'd like to get a set of recent programme playlists by regular mail, all you have to do is mention this week's programme, stage and screen, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. The Chieftains cleared the way for Celtic music and movie soundtracks with their Oscar-winning soundtrack for Barry Lyndon in the 1970s. This music won a Canadian Genie and a Grammy nomination, and it comes from the Chieftains' soundtrack for The Grey Fox. From stage and screen and back into the radio again, looking forward to your company for a different take on the music next week. Find out more about The Thistle and Shamrock on the web at thistleradio.com. Connect on Twitter at Fiona Ritchie or via Facebook at Thistle Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from Hear Music with Voice of Ages, the Chieftains' 50th anniversary album featuring Bon Iver, the Decemberists and others, now at Starbucks. The Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, for 40 years working to improve health and healthcare. On the web at rwjf.org. This is NPR Music.